that could be. That very well could be. And, Brian, did you happen to hear anything on the report from the Canadians? Last I heard a couple of days ago, I think it was something like 840-some wildfires or something like that. I don't know if, you know, how many square acres each one takes and such, but yeah, I'm going to have to go see if I can do a little research on it, see if I can determine, see if I can see where the areas are at and how big they are exactly, or if they're just a bunch of little small ones here, but... That could be something that they're doing differently here, too, after the fire breaks. But let me see, I've never heard of this before except for the past couple of years and, you know, all the time I've lived here in Michigan. So, I say, I was just wondering if they were doing something differently here. But, yeah, I don't know about, you know, they probably always have done that, though. I imagine, maybe not, but I think they probably always have done that as far as letting the fire burn out if it's... Not going to endanger people on property and such, but maybe if it is approaching, you know, population, that's the part that they would focus on. But that still wouldn't explain why this hasn't happened, you know, since I was a young boy all up till now about. But I don't know. I haven't really heard too much. It's probably not that much to be concerned about. It's like just being in a campfire, I imagine. Although I do recall on Monday when I left, there was... like a plastic smell, like burning plastic in a way, kind of like. When I came home, I was like wondering, like, what the heck, is there like a house fire? But I wasn't certain of it, because, you know, I've smelled house fires before, and they all have a distinct aroma. So I wasn't certain what it was, and I heard it on someone make mention of it about the air quality, and like, okay, air quality, and somebody made mention of wildfire, and I put two to two together and started looking. I'm like, oh, that's the cause of it.